This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Random Order Show, episode 159. We bad locked in, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards. I'm here, man. Amen. We got Big Baby Train to be able to talk to him.
Yes, sir, man. We charge over some Canadian legends, man.
All day, man. Yeah. We got B. Chef Sebastian in the building.
It's the world. It's the world. Welcome back, y'all.
Locked in, man. Of course, man. The Big Eagle. Jesse Sebastiani in the building.
Yeah.
Repping the X, man. What a wholesome episode we've provided for the people, man. We've prepared something special for y'all and hit all the hard-hitting podcast topics. The XB Scion body. Getting punched in the neck.
Ham City.
Tony Hawk, pro skater, too. We try to trace back Jesse's Italian roots, sparring with an MMA demon. And, of course, man, Sunday. We also packed a chew. Jump in the comments, man. Click all the important buttons. Five-star ratings all around.
Enjoy this episode.
Jesse Sebastiani, man.
Yeah.
Did I nail that?
Say it again.
Sebastiani?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's perfect.
Nice. I'm half Italian, man.
Yeah.
You're Italian?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Sebastiani.
Yeah, that's pretty Italian, bro.
Sebastian
yeah.
alone is pretty Italian.
Yeah, he's Sebastian.
Are you Italian, motherfucker?
Are you Italian?
You Italian?
Am I Italian? Yeah, maybe.
I always hated the last part of the last name. Like Annie.
Really? That's
hard, bro.
No, that's official.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Or does that make it Italian?
That makes it Italian.
That's definitely, sure, that enforces yeah. Italian. Yeah. Sebastian yeah. is pretty, like a you know, Sebastian Maniscalco. Whatnot. You had the Annie. You know Sebastian Maniscalco?
No.
Who's that?
Italian comedian. Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Really, yeah.
Funny shit, yeah.
We know?
Really
I know.
Good. You've seen his face. I showed you him before.
Oh, okay.
What's his name again? Sebastian Maniscalco.
Who?
How can you? I'm so bad at saying names.
I'm bad with names,
Maniscalco?
Come on, man.
Sebastian Maniscalco, Chipotle.
He's got some good bits, good Italian bits.
You
know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I've seen this guy.
You identify as Italian?
Yeah. I don't rep it, though.
You don't bang Italy, right?
No, I don't.
Where are your people from exactly?
Shit.
I gotta check my ancestry again.
Wait.
I gotta check my family tree real quick.
Wait. I was going to say Italo. That's just an Italian name.
I think that's a restaurant.
Bring him with Matt, man. Maybe that'll help him out a little
bit. Oh, the
bit,
Italian
man.
Matt?
It's a small little village with a fountain.
That's going to be hard.
Does that help narrow it down?
Italian village with fountain.
My Nona's going to be pissed.
Yeah, I don't say this thing.
Get the map going.
Yeah, there we go. Map
up. Okay. Where do I need to zoom in?
Zoom in on Rome.
Right, let's get some Rome action real quick. Where's Rome? Oh, yeah, we here. My Nona's going to be pissed, too. Somewhere in the circle, right? Somewhere there. The general Roman area.
I don't want to kill retention, but I need, if you just give me 5 seconds, I'll think about it.
No, okay, don't worry.
No. You're good.
Hey, Nona. Yeah. Nona, how's... No, Ben, yeah. Ti voglio tanto, Ben.
Italy! Boom!
We should look up the history of my last name.
It says here, the first Sebastiani was found in Bologna.
That's not Bologna?
Bologna.
Bologna.
Bolognese?
Are you Bolognese?
Yeah, you got a page, man. You got a crest, man.
I have a crest?
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah, man. We're just trying to help everyone connect back to the roots.
Wait, is that how you spell it, though?
Wait, is that how you spell it?
You typed in Sabatini.
Sabatini. They're going to find Sabatini.
I got excited. Okay, how do we spell this?
Oh, Sebastiani.
Oops, no results.
Fuck.
We're so close to figuring out where I was from.
You can tell I made it.
But you're Canadian born,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, where are you from in Canada?
I was born in Hamilton, Ontario.
Nice.
I knew it, man.
Nice. Yeah.
Clap it up for
I
the ham.
I knew it. You're from Hampstead. Yeah. Did you guys say we're going ham this Friday?
No. We would call it like Hammer Town. Hammer City. Hammer we got Town. That. Me and my dad got the matching tat.
Oh, that's hard.
Tough. Hammer City.
But I grew up in, like, up north when my parents split, so I grew up in Shelburne, Ontario.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow, Shelburne.
That's, yeah, like, opposite, totally. Like, yeah.
I was a country boy. You guys actually know Shelburne?
Yeah.
My dad lives in Shelburne.
Oh, for real? Really?
For real?
Yeah. Shelburne, Connecticut. Yeah. It always goes back to the Shell, man. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah. You know,
it makes no sense. He's never said this before. It never goes back to the show. We don't know that.
It always.
I know. I haven't gone back.
Except for me.
Why were we in Shelburne again?
Our sister had a race, man. Yeah. And we were just racing there. We're like, yeah, we'll be there for sure. And then we're like, oh fuck.
Wait, she had a race?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was running track in high school.
Oh, okay.
So you guys are gonna be in Shelburne, right? We're like, yeah. We're like, oh shit, we have 40 minutes.
Oh shit.
They don't got much going on there.
Yeah, it was just the race.
Fiddleville.
That was a big thing.
That just sounds small.
Wait, what's Fiddleville?
I mean, everyone would just get drunk.
Oh, okay.
But like, I don't even think I even seen a fiddle when I was there.
Yeah, not one fiddle in Fiddleville.
They just said it sounds good. We're just gonna use it.
I need to see one before I leave.
I'm not going.
You said people just get drunk out there, man. What was your first interaction with alcohol?
What was the question? Oh yeah, first time drinking. Yeah, I was at a friend's house and we found like his dad's Molson, right?
Yeah,
Molson Canadian. And like taking a sip, and then I drank like 5 of them, and like no one else was trying to really do that.
Yeah,
just gets, like, the only thing, everyone's just like one sip in.
Yeah,
like,
we did it, and they look over, and I'm just like killing a fucking 2-4.
Still doing it.
And that's when I knew it was a problem.
Nice. Yeah, man. I don't even know. I didn't. I was telling you off camera.
My bad. Is that
12-ish.
Oh, that's really 12-ish.
Man, this makes it not as bad. It's just always going to throw you off, man. But ish, you got some room, some wiggle room to play with an ish, you know?
Yeah, you saw stories like that.
What time did you get home last night? Whoosh. Wait, how long were you in Shelburne for?
I was there until I graduated.
And when did you know you needed to escape?
At 18.
I remember one thing that you had that I really, really wanted.
You know, I don't even know what the fuck he's about to say, but I do.
You know exactly what I'm about to say. It's one thing you had in life that I'm like, damn, I wish I had.
First off, we connected on the internet, you know what I mean? Yeah. We didn't know what's what, and we're like, all right, whatever, we have a meetup going on. Yeah, Jesse, pull up, man. Let's link up.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up in that square body, man.
Pull up in that square body, man.
You know square body.
Honda?
No, the XB.
Wait, what's the XB?
It just sounds boxy, right?
He knows, bro.
I was on screen.
Jesse pulled on her slide. I
sounds like a square root. Like a math equation.
XB, man.
Oh, you got the. That's the right year. Because I hate when people have like a 2007. They're like, yo, XB. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. It's gotta be 04. 04.
What's the range?
I don't know.
Was it? Your shoe was orange, right?
No, it was gray, and then I made it matte black. And then I took all the seats out, and I made a little bed in the back that only I could live in because it was like 4'8". Sounds like this little hobbit.
Full camper, yeah.
Look at all the space.
Fucking sitting down and shit, standing up.
Yo.
Bro, it tripped me out the first day you pulled up and you got out, and I'm thinking, okay, you're getting out of the truck, like you're gonna jump out. You got out just the fucking same size. I'm like, wait, what the fuck?
Where's the van getting closer, but it's not growing, bro? It's not getting bigger.
I'm thinking it's a van, but I'm like, wait, hold on, is it a
like, what was it?
You holding your knee out?
I have a YouTube video of this in the thumbnail and me holding these shitty keys. My dream car.
Dog, I always wanted this car, bro.
Yo, nah. We're just talking about this car.
I'm telling you, man. They had a commercial where I'm pretty sure it was like, it had to do with music and boombox and speakers and shit, and it was zooming.
Oh, people trick these out.
Yeah.
They're like the Honda Civics of like, I think, Florida or something. Somewhere in America. I came down here and they were all tricked out. Yeah. I had to get it from America.
Oh, for real?
I couldn't even find one in Canada.
This is imported.
Yeah. All $3,200 imported.
Like, why do you want to import this?
They're like, are you sure? It's $800.
So, I can just sell it to somebody else. Don't even worry about it.
Nah, this shit was fucking crazy.
How long do you have this?
A while, man.
Nice. So reliable. Yeah.
Put in work for you, huh?
I honestly, dude, I loved it. I had it until last year. My dad sold it.
Really?
What'd you get for it?
Oh, dude, probably like $500 or something. My dad literally wanted the money. Mm. Like, I was like, Dad, just leave it. It's funny. It's like... Like, we don't need the money. Like, fucking chill out. Like, let it sit there. It's just like a memory. And he's like, I sold it for like a couple $100. And I was like,
Dad's gonna sell the memory, man. I know. Baby pictures, man. Yeah. Get rid of it.
Our dad is trying to always throw away like our baby pictures and shit.
Yeah.
And I remember one time where I just drew the line and said, okay, I'm completely blocking you out. He said, what do you need it for? You're right here. How the fuck does that even make sense?
You already saw it.
What?
Yeah.
It's not even bothering anyone about it. We got mad space. You went going down to the cellar, like, open shit up. What the fuck is this doing here?
Dog, leave it, bro.
You got to go take it all. That's what I've learned. Mm-hmm. I still have to go do that.
But yeah.
Like, I had an old like Mac computer, like one of the first ones, and then the very first Final Cut skateboard edits and shit on there.
That's new.
And apparently my mom has it somewhere, but I could go get that. Yeah. Like, God knows what's on it.
Yeah. You're too late for the Scion, man.
I know. I could put some flyers up in Hamilton.
Have you seen the Scion?
Have you seen the Scion? Yeah, man.
So they had Scion meets. You ever been to Scion meet?
No, that would be fun.
Yeah, totally go.
I feel like they went to other places other than Tim Hortons. I ain't catch this.
Yeah,
catch the Scion.
Scion was rare. How fast was your fastest speed in the Scion?
Dude, so this is the one thing about it. When you'd merge onto a highway, it would be like,
just <"Rah!" laughs>
trying to merge. All four cylinders are just like.
That's when you learn about aerodynamics. Oh, a fucking box on wheels.
There's nothing aerodynamic about it.
Oh my god,
it
man.
Might be the worst car designed ever, but bro. It looks fucking dope.
But bro, it's like it a big cool, little car, man. Bro. Yeah. Big little lens.
What are you sitting on right there? 15s?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Sitting on tears.
That's a good video idea. Just go and do an XP meetup. Just sitting on 15s.
There's the Vice documentary, man. I am here at the underground world of XBs. It's fucking crazy.
You're going to meet such interesting people.
We all know each other by name.
That's crazy. Yo, you got to respect the good whip that just puts in work for you, man.
Yeah.
Humble whip, man. Got you through the mud.
Nah, for sure.
You do. And these whips always come with, like, something cool about it that you never know until you own it.
Yeah,
like,
they're quirky, man.
Were you like X Jesse? Because it's like you had to put the X in front of everything.
Yeah, you got a forum log in somewhere.
Right, be Jesse.
The thing with Jesse XB. That kind of flows.
That's kind of XB hard.
Jesse XB,
right? Jesse XB is kind of hard. Yeah.
I don't think I'd be where I'm at if mine's. They're like, let it go. It's bad enough with the MTV, man.
MTV. XB. You just add some on.
X Nelk now? Like, come on.
I remember when we had our Jeep, our Wrangler.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The thing
that.
To do is just a fucking little peace sign. Like, you always had to do it. And everyone was like, yeah, I might just do the peace. It's the Jeep.
Oh,
wave.
When you see another Jeep.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so if you're holding on to the wheel, you go like this. Yeah, gotcha. Just at the top.
It did get old, though. I'm like, going to buy a weed. Yeah.
But you felt bad like when you see another like new Jeep driver and they're just giving you a strong one.
Yeah, you know when they just got there, man.
Like, they trying to connect the window with you.
Yeah. Like,
it's your first week.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, this is crazy.
We wouldn't do that in the XB though, because it was so rare.
Right?
You would do the double hand wave.
Yeah. Just make sure it's not me in the mirror. Like a cat sees another cat for the first time.
Oh my god, just starts tweaking.
Just start fighting.
Yo.
Fuck, man. Man. I'm telling you, I was really happy when I seen you pulled up. Because, like, my thing is, like, I don't need to have everything in life. If, like, my friends have it and they're enjoying it and I can see that enjoying it, I'm like, yo, you appreciate XB the way I couldn't.
I've experienced it.
Yeah. I have it. You know what? 100%. I've experienced it.
Because something now isn't going to make me as happy as that XB made me.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's little things for real. I'm like, yeah, it's little 15s, man. That just...
You're making it sound like I pulled up and was like, look at this shit.
No, he was a confidence voice. You didn't say nothing. You have to lock it in front of us, man. Oh, man, yeah. Damn, and now that I come to think of it, how you said hi to us. Oh, fuck, sorry.
Elbow props both of you at the same time. I did think you guys were cool as fuck. That Jeep was cool.
You guys took me for a ride.
I felt like fucking Drake. You guys flew me out.
Yeah, he was like in the middle. It's just like, yo, boys, what are we doing next? We're actually driving to your side.
You're like, chill. We're dropping you off at the car, man.
And it was like, because those wheels were huge, right? The wheels on that was huge, bro. And it was lifted, too.
Oh, yeah.
Those box boys, man, we get it. Yeah. We get on the highways, fucking wind is just taking it all. Oh,
wherever the wind wants to go, that's your lane changer. So
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
No, can't fight this one.
In a Jeep?
Yeah,
really
bro.
Bad.
It's just a box on wheels, man.
Damn. What the fuck?
You're hitting every bug, too.
Yeah. It's just. Oh, yeah.
It's all pox, man.
Damn. That's tough.
I remember I would get into someone's car when I got used to that, and I would drive in someone's normal car, and it was and I'd always feel like it was like oh man,
yeah, push his walls out. Yeah, you have so much space. This shit is 90 degrees.
You get in. Oh fuck, this is what I'm used to.
When I get into my pocket.
You got room for this.
Fucking backflip onto your bed.
Gotta pass the X test. Oh,
I had to make a custom bed because you couldn't buy a bed to fit in there.
So. I bet not, man.
Yeah, I bet not.
Yo, I wonder if there's a YouTube Scion build, man. Like they trick out RVs and shit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's probably a Scion Discord.
It's probably just gonna be my only video.
Scion XP. Customer brought me this.
Little fellow came in here.
So you wanted to see it?
That's hilarious.
It was like mad space, like relatively.
it's a fisheye lens. He's moving.
It's a fisheye lens.
He's doing some shit. Sorry, I got some shit in my.
It's got a loft.
Yo,
stairs.
No, that's not. That's a seat. No,
this is the kitchen.
That's not stairs. Forever good living there. That's a roof. That's an overhang.
Well, shade for sure.
Pull the pin out just a bit.
Oh, damn, man.
He's up.
What are the comments on this? Are they just like,
yo,
yo, this is sick.
How'd you do, bro?
These little signs have more room than most think.
Thank you.
This is a pen. You should be an asterisk.
He fucking wrote it.
You should be a little asterisk. Yeah, asterisk.
You custom emoji.
Oh, I miss my XP. Such a great car. Great
I think that's film. All the comments are just reminiscing.
No one else is searching this video unless you fucking love XP.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 2 years ago, scroll down. Thanks, dude. Really inspired. Go to do this to mine. Wow, that's very recent, man. You should follow up with him.
Bro, that's my old YouTube channel, eh?
Damn.
I wonder if he's still active, man. Nah, it's 3 years ago.
Damn, yeah, how's it on gas?
It's free.
Yeah.
just pump for free?
Come on in. No, you're good.
Oh, no. XB money's not good here. Please. Roll on. Damn,
I feel bad for that car hitting a pothole, man. Mm-hmm. Like a serious one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have to kneel. The car going to have to kneel after that.
That was a big one right there. Like, give me a second.
The whole wheel went.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, the whole wheel would fall in.
Was there a reason for the XB, or you just...
I mean, I always got kicked out of my house a lot, so I was really looking for something to sleep in.
He's playing chess right there, yeah.
But also was cool, because I liked Fast and the Furious, so I was like,
nice,
trying to find that in between.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for
you
sure.
Know what I mean?
Found that.
Space and sauce. What'd you get an XB for?
This is an XB episode. Sorry, guys. Yeah. This is like
last
40
XB
minutes of
question,
XB.
Man. I really wanted one, man. Where'd you get it? Where'd you get it from?
Fuck. I can't remember.
Like, was it a site?
Probably. Everything was Kijiji back in those days.
Yeah. When's the last time you Kijiji'd, man? Anything.
Do they do that out here in America?
Well, you know, crisis. Even worse.
Mm. Probably for, like, extras or some shit. Because I remember they had, like, a section on there for like media work and shit like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Dude, I remember back in the day, I did like a few music videos from Kijiji.
Really?
Really?
Like as talent?
As talent. Nice. Yeah. I wish I could remember the names, dude. It's so cringy, bro.
You probably got like 10 videos out there.
I have this one I was in, I can't remember it. It was like some banger in like Canada, but more like alternative shit. And it was a bar fight scene. And I had to wear this like sleeveless Western tight shirt.
Oh, like the Warriors?
Yeah.
Right.
Literally. Right. And I had to like push a guy and then like take his drink or something. Mm. I've never been able to figure out what video was.
Oh,
you never
like
saw
the
final product? Yeah,
no, I've seen it, but not. Oh, okay. Like, I thought about it like recently and was like trying to find it, and I was like, I have no. Yeah. I typed in like Canadian music or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
it
is?
You got the final results? Yeah. Hard house now. Must have deleted it.
Yeah. We got a couple of those, man. I feel like there was a point in life where we were just saying, like, we just felt like we had to say yes to everything. So,
oh, yeah.
There's definitely like 3 or 4 music videos and just very cheesy.
14 hour day and you just get paid nothing. And you
absolutely nothing. Yeah. Yeah. We saw a guy the other day, we're in his music videos. It's literally like a 14 hour day. And then, like, he just didn't make it, man. So, it was
for no reason. Yeah. They're like, yo, it's going to be like, he's going to be fucking much.
He's like, oh, that? Yeah, we didn't use that. That thing you came by for 3 weeks?
Yeah, no, good. Was really feeling it.
It was cool though. Like at the time, like I was interested in just like, I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but anyone doing anything, because I didn't know anyone doing anything. So I was just like,
right.
If I could just be on a set, I was like, I'll fucking do anything. You know, it was just cool.
Yeah, totally. Now we're blown away, man.
Yeah.
Like we made it to like the news station set or something. Like, is this how music videos are done?
God, yeah.
Oh, so she's acting. Yeah, they gotta keep shaking her ass like fucking every shot.
It's very cringe, man.
Yeah. There was just, nothing going around like in Canada at all. I mean, fucking Toronto and all that. They're shooting shows, but they didn't care about like.
No, not for no kids and shit.
Not for no kids like that. Nah, yeah, man.
Nah,
so
nah.
It was a special time because now there's a lot more going on in Toronto. A lot more.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, a lot more. Like,
Don't they film Suits there? They just do a lot of shit. There's resources there now. Like before, especially just not knowing shit and just trying to figure out like what a YouTuber was or like what we're really doing for real.
Yeah.
It was like, there's just been a bunch of times where it's like just no resources. Just got to figure it out in our basement or just pull up somewhere and just start shooting and see what happens.
Yeah.
Well, times that by like 10 when you're in Shelburne. You know
I can't
mean?
Imagine that.
Yeah. I'm trying to find internet.
We got a bigger problem.
I'm trying to upload.
I'm on Kijiji like, yo, you guys got internet? I'll come by 14 hours.
It's 2024 and I'm sure you have goals. Maybe those are financial goals. The type of goals that if you have 10 different streaming services that you gotta pay for, that's not gonna happen. Trust me, it adds up. I had to get in tune with my spending in order to save money, and that's why I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. With the Rocket Money app, I can see all my subscriptions in one place. So if I see an app that I don't want, I can cancel it with one tap. I don't have to talk to any customer service. I don't have to log in anywhere. Rocket Money does it for me. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped its members save an average of $740 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We were talking about an internet cafe because I had like 2 terabytes of video files I had to transfer it to an editor that we fought with. And I was just like, how am I supposed to upload 2 fucking terabytes? Like, yeah. You got to break that down. But I was trying to upload 200 gigabytes at a time. And the shit was taking hours. They were saying, like, just 20. Literally, computers said, leave me.
Every round.
Yeah. Like, just leave me here.
Take a walk.
like, leave it here. So we're saying, we come out with a new internet cafe. Mm-hmm. With fucking
just ripping internet.
Ripping ass internet.
All you do is come here to upload.
We've also talked about that too. Just the idea of creating, it's kind of like, you know, there's like WeWorks and fucking shit like that. But the idea of creating a place where people can just like, I don't know, we were talking about no matter what project you're working on, it's a little more public what you're working on. Like you're actually whiteboarding it on the thing and you can have like a section where you're like, I'm open to anyone to like walk over and like have an opinion or something. Yeah. I don't know. Like that'd be kind of cool. Like you have your pods where it's like, yo, I'm just trying to work and edit. But like where if it was like everyone could kind of like, everyone's creative. Like I'm an artist. I'm an editor. I'm a designer. I'm a whatever. And then someone's trying to find a designer because they edit or like,
yeah.
I don't know.
That'd be fire. Cool.
Yeah. I feel like Toronto, they try to do that with Artscape. Just trying to get a bunch of creators, which I do think it worked to some degree, but just get a bunch of creators under the same roof, like into way different shit from like literally soldering to making jewelry to making clothing and podcasting and studio production shit.
Yeah,
like a pool just say out of me, they kind of did it wrong though. Yeah, they charged too much
from the side of collaboration. Yeah. Yeah. Kind
of. Start getting bad ideas from just random people and shit. You know what?
You flip your sign.
I'm going to go to the pod. Someone put a big question mark by your shit. I'm like, it was genius. I'm
like, you mean what? Bad idea.
Throw this shit out. To the fucking board tackles it down.
Man, I need to be taken through the science of packing a chew, man. I never understood how it worked and what's the.
What you want to pack one?
I'll pack a chew.
I think I got a pack a chew, man.
Let me see what I got. So you just go like that.
Okay.
Make a C. Let this finger.
The fingertip. Yeah, what's the deal with that?
You got to make this like dead. And then you.
Okay.
Is that not the headphone? That was real life?
Damn.
The board.
my first one, I'm going to hit the C. This is waggling?
Yeah, let that break.
Bro, I don't have that on my finger.
And whip it way harder.
Man.
Bro, my finger just doesn't do that.
Yeah, there you go. Because you can do it without.
You can do it.
So make this dead.
I've never been able to do that, though.
Really?
No.
I wonder if that was a skate
thing. Oh, yeah, actually. Kinda.
It just doesn't waggle.
There you go.
Nah, he's clapping that ass. Right? He's standing up, chat.
All right, so what's step two?
I'll open it just because, and then you just. Do you want me to pack one, and then I'll show you?
Yeah. Let's take us through the science, man. Yeah.
What is packing a chew do?
At this point, nothing for me.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You just grab some. You know what?
So it's hitting the gum action.
Mm-hmm. And then you kind of like all the moving pieces, you use your tongue.
Uh-huh.
You
just kind of sort it out,
and you kind of like suck it in. And then you're packed to chew.
And then now what's going on the scientific body level?
Calm.
That's what's up.
Mm.
That's what's up.
Okay. Nice.
So it's entering your system through the gums.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah, I think I'm ready, man.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't. I just seen the vids, man. All your vids. All right, so now take the lip.
There you go.
Nice.
Yo, it tastes kind of good.
Really?
What the fuck? The flavor?
What's the flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Let me take my vids on.
Fuck, I got a pack of chew.
Yo, I'm not.
Let me try this.
It's not mint chocolate chip.
Oh, it's chocolate. I don't know what's happening, bro. Going from a first time.
Curve my expectations.
That's strawberry cheesecake. It's great. Yeah, that's plenty.
Yo, I understand it.
Hold on, let me try.
You got it.
Oh, I'm getting a little bit of spice.
Now, if you do feel kind of like this.
Really?
Just know that by the time you hit that, and you go, oh, I don't want it anymore, you take it out, it will, you're going to feel it for 5 or 10 more minutes.
Really?
Okay, what is this?
So would you
all start sweating.
What is
it?
What is
all
right, this?
Guys,
what?
Yo, can you finish?
Wrap us up.
Man, we're packed. Oh, hold on, let me look. Once Sheldon gets in.
Don't bring the lip out that far.
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to rip your lip. You're going to pack your lip.
Then just sit back, relax.
Okay, everyone chill.
I feel like we're in Hamilton right now.
Yeah. Put Hamilton behind
us. Get some grills.
Yeah.
DeFasco right there.
What's DeFasco?
My dad worked there. It's like a steel factory.
In Hamilton?
Yeah.
Did they stop making steel? Because they were the steel capital at one point.
I think they still do, but a German company took it over called ArcelorMittal or something like that.
Germans.
And it's funny. It's like, that's one of those things because like my dad's like in that. He's like, oh, fucking guys, change the name.
Should I call the same thing?
No. To me, it's DeFasco. Like,
I'm not playing that shit. The new name. John, how you feeling over there, man?
It tastes good.
There it is.
Yeah. I'm pretty calm right now.
It's not bad.
Yeah. So what is it like? What is it like?
It's tobacco, right?
Oh, it's tobacco.
Yeah, it's just tobacco, and I was gonna say tobacco,
tobacco,
tobacco, and nicotine. But is that the same thing?
Is nicotine just in tobacco?
Can you have tobacco without nicotine?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Nicotine's good, right? Questions for the world.
Tobacco's like dried. Let me stop.
Tobacco contains a chemical nicotine. Yes.
Also, it's just in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an addictive substance.
Okay. Oh, so I'm addicted now.
Millions of people in the United States. A million plus three.
All right.
See if is chewing tobacco cool?
That's easier. Your face comes up.
Yeah.
Says no.
The spokesperson asks about dipping and chewing tobacco.
I wish it just but answered.
We're not actually
question.
Chewing yeah. this, no?
No, we're just dipping.
No, you're just holding. You guys have cups? You guys aren't swallowing, right?
No.
You spit it, right?
Yeah, you spit it.
I've definitely swallowed a little bit.
Yeah, I probably got some.
A little bit.
The most important.
I look over, right, you're done it. No,
I'm
done.
You really start spitting. No bump on my lip. What are you talking about?
Not too many words, man.
It's probably all right. So I'm going to need a cup, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to need a cup.
You want me to get you a cup?
I'll go grab his cups. I'll get his cups real quick.
Yeah, get spit cups. You ever did one of them...
Like,
that's for sunflower seeds.
Is that sunflower seeds? You know what they?
Oh yeah, but I was never that guy. You know the guy that could put a handful in and then just like,
oh yeah,
I put one in and I'm like, I'll take it out.
Fucking choke. Yeah.
You got to be in Shelburne for a little bit longer.
Yeah. I never got that.
You ever ask someone, "What are you doing here?" And then spit on the ground.
He left before you got to that point.
What are you doing?
Imagine just not having nothing to fucking do all day. Yeah. What are you doing today?
I do feel like just a cowboy.
Yeah.
That's why I do like it for that reason.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel like.
And just saying shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Hills are looking rolly today. Speaking of you guys from Florida, I remember when I'd go down there, it was so big, like chewing tobacco. And I remember I was at a 7-Eleven, because here it's like, you're like the weird, or in LA, you're the weirdest person to have this. You can't even buy it anywhere. I got to ship it in from Montana.
Oh, wow.
And,
so you used to get about a case.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get a big old bundle. And then I was in Florida at a 7-Eleven, like in a line, mm-hmm. and there was like 4 people in front of me. And every single person bought a tin of chew. Wow. And it was like a construction working lady.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a mom with her kid, and then it was like a truck driver.
It's just everyone. Yeah.
And I was like, you would never see that like anywhere out here.
Yeah. Like, baby gets one.
Yeah.
Baby chew. Yeah.
Christmas.
He got the mini chew.
You ain't got teeth yet. Just fucking pack it on. Yeah. Where would you pack it then?
Oh, it would work.
And your gums, right, still got gums.
Yeah, okay.
Honestly, it might be better.
True. Yeah, there's all gum action.
Now I need some teeth to kind of keep it.
Yeah, you're right. A little tobacco fence.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm missing a tooth. Maybe I shouldn't do this.
You're missing a tooth?
Yeah, man.
You noticed.
Now the mic is like right there blocking it.
Yeah.
Is that why you put the mic there?
No. It can go on this side too, but...
Can it?
No, I... Yeah.
Is there a story with that?
Yeah, come on.
A lot of
pain. Tea time.
Tea time.
No, I just...
Candy.
Yeah.
Candy and shit.
No, It was a lot of early mornings, man. I went on this coffee run, and Starbucks had this goddamn drink, salted caramel cream frap
Frulé.
Oh yeah.
Mm, oh, cup I of sugar, feel what man. You're talking about mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm starting to circulate. It's in my system.
Yeah.
It's in the bloodstream.
Shit.
Okay. So I was just doing that every morning.
Yeah, we're fucking
faded, right? Yeah. Faded off that pack.
Hey, you know what time it is?
Yeah. So I was just doing this coffee every day, and then I never had a cavity in my life, man. And then one day I just found out I had a cavity because I went to drink the same coffee and it zapped my shit like literally. So I said,
really?
I said, what the fuck was that? And then I had to go figure it out.
I feel like people do way worse and their teeth are just fine. Like can't real candy heads. Yeah. I wouldn't put you in the candy head category.
I wouldn't. Man. I wasn't even that serious with it. But
you be picking up them M&Ms, brother.
Yeah, right. I do
M&Ms.
I
ain't never seen a pack so big, brother.
I do M&Ms. Mm-hmm. That's why I do.
They're good. Though. I ain't gonna lie.
I've never been a candy guy.
Yeah, me neither.
That's the furthest.
You been a chips guy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm fucking chips all day, bro.
Me chips and like a brownie or a cookie. Yeah, that's there
you
my
go.
Thing.
There you go. No,
not so much
bar?
Anymore. Yeah, not too much though. It'll be like. I just love like a buttery fucking cookie or something.
Yo, I feel that, man. That's respectable, man.
Yeah, for sure.
I got love a fake tooth too.
Good cookie. Oh, for real?
Yeah,
front tooth.
Yeah.
Some sports shit.
Nah, I got beat up.
Oh shit!
Oh, that's what's up.
It was bad. I remember the next morning, I had like a nerve hanging, like the blue nerve, and every time I'd breathe, it was like the like air hit it. Oh
damn!
God,
is it literally blue
rough.
To the eye?
It's blue? Like this little blue hanging thing.
You never want to see a cord loose.
Yeah,
your body.
Especially in your body. Yeah. Nah, man. It was. Yeah. So I basically took it out 3 months ago. The first time we were in LA, literally went back to take it out. So that's why I couldn't extend or anything. So I had to come out, and then it took 3 months to heal. So now when I go back, I got to put in my crown.
Mm.
So I have a replacement there. But it's funny because I seen Zach the last time I was in LA, and then now he's seeing me this time. And the first thing he says, where the fuck is your tooth at?
Literally the first word. He came out the car. Yo, Trey, where's your tooth? He's like 2 cars away. Like, 2 car lengths.
Bro, let me fucking walk up to you.
Yeah.
But it's just, yeah, so that's
just hyped out.
Too extreme, man. Yeah, too extreme.
You're not doing the chips these days, though, man. I see you in the gym, swimming, shit, running.
Yeah. Right, doing good.
Get him for me. Yeah. Fucking love DMX.
Fuck,
so good.
How's that health journey been for you, man? Because
we all need it, man.
We all need it, yeah, man. I recently got into the gym, but not as extreme as as you.
It's
like
over the rest of the show.
Yeah, no. You're. What do you do, man? What do you do? You in boxing, Muay Thai?
Yeah, all the above.
Is MMA like MMA?
Yeah, okay. MMA. Mostly just boxing, striking, but if I had to go down the tier, it's probably like boxing, kickboxing, wrestling, and jiu-jitsu. I just, I've said this before, I just got really bad knees and ankles, so jiu-jitsu just freaks me out. Like, I can't fucking, you know, someone grabs that leg and starts turning that knee. I don't want to do that shit.
You got to walk backwards on the treadmill. They say that's good for you.
Yeah.
Knees. Yeah.
Or on hills. That's what I'll do. Down the hill. I do like no weights.
Really?
Nothing. I mean, I'm a pretty like stocky. I just like my natural build stocky. Right. So like, I just run every day and box and train that with my coach. And now I just got back into skating, which is really good.
You'd be really out there.
You'd be ripping
you flipping that board.
Flipping that motherfucking board. Yeah. I may need a board from you next time I see you. I'm not going to lie. I'll hang it up on my wall.
Take us through the first time you got struck in the face, man, boxing. Maybe people want to dabble. Like, I know my boy got into boxing real quick, our boy Julian, man. Or might have been some sort of MMA. But anyway, he's like, all right, get in the ring with this guy. He's like, yeah, cool, no problem. He has his, he's geared up and whatever and going for it. Boom!
He's just
thundering. Oh, fuck. It was like the first time really getting punched in his face. And he just stopped doing that shit.
Yeah, he said,
that was it.
This is all 09. You just took the helmet off?
Like a fucking gladiator. Oh, all right. Oh.
This is juggling over here.
No parts of it.
I feel like it's I mean, I kind of relate everything to skating because I grew up skating.
Nice.
But it's like say if you your friend skates and you're like, oh, I'm going to get into skating. And then that first week you like ate shit or like rolled your ankle or broke your fucking wrist. You're like, ah, oh, fuck skating. But like, I think MMA and boxing is the same thing, where if you have good people you're sparring with and you're training with, like, they know how to pull their punch and all that, and like, you're gonna like gradually get into it, where it's more about technique and you like it, and then you work into like having hard sparring days where you're like, I don't know, you graduate into it. So like, I don't know, I don't even think about the, like, it kind of becomes like exciting, like that part. Like, I love sparring; it's my favorite fucking part now. Like, but we have like a really cool group of guys. Like, I'm not gonna name gyms that I've gone to, but the like fucking dude, some of them are like awful. Like, don't speak English, just fucking like
Southern nose punch.
That's cool.
You're like, not sure. Let me go piss real quick.
You just walk through the door. You even like take your coat off. You come.
Oh, it's like that. Yeah, and they know when you don't know what you're doing. And they're like, you. I went there one time, and my coach made me do a round with this like Muay Thai champion. Young little kid.
Champion.
Like, fucking insane. And this guy's doing like party tricks on my face. Like, he's doing the like Sean O'Malley, like, and he's like pretending to throw something in the air, and then like, I'm gonna one, two, one,
I'm gonna one, one,
dude. I'm just sitting there.
You're like, all right, let's go. Oh. Okay, just start.
I'm looking at the clock.
Nah, man, I was gonna say, you look wired, man. You look locked in when I see you, like, any type of fighting or training. And that's what kind of made me, like, when I got the boxing offer, the first reason I thought, I'm like, ah, Jesse's kicking ass.
He looks great.
Yeah,
like, but he fell off a skateboard before.
That's the only thing. So I just,
used to that hit.
I fell off a bike once, and I went back inside.
It's
a true story.
That was my last time on a dirt bike.
Yeah, you should do it.
Do you think, like, he can skate as tall as he is?
Yeah.
Center of gravity was. Okay.
I think so too. Yeah. Okay, cool.
I mean, I think like the skater, like the dream skater body that is the best is like slim and tall. Okay. So they can get like higher pop and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
But then it's also, there's like style in skating, which like, I mean, it could be just because I'm a little fucking garden gnome, but like, I think that like, I like watching like a really short skater, like a TJ, like TJ Rogers, not that short, but like someone wearing like baggy clothes and fucking, because like, I just think it looks sick when a ledge looks huge to like someone shorter, and it looks steezier, but like,
Steezier. Let's clap it up for that word right there.
Way steezier.
Way steezier.
Absolutely.
Dog, I say steezy and steezier and steeziest.
I always
too
say
fucking
that,
much, bro.
I say stoked a lot too.
Stoked.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Is that?
That's like an office word, I feel like. Like, dude, we're stoked for this meeting.
I'm not gonna lie. I got that from Tyler Creator. And I remember once he said that.
Really?
I'm like, that's a good way to express it. Yeah, he was like he was a young Tyler Creator back when I was like 2012, 2013. And someone was interviewing for something, saying like, oh, like, maybe a performance. Like, oh, what do you feel? How you feeling? He's like,
nah, dude, I'm stoked.
I'm like,
stoked.
Taking that.
Didn't Tim Hortons make like a commercial using the word stoked? And they were like playing on something to do with their coffee.
Their coffee was stoked or something like that. Yeah.
And it made me question the word. I was like, oh, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, that was commercial.
It
used to be some underground shit, man. Dude, we're all stoked down here.
Tim Hortons.
Stoke?
Can you stoke a thing?
I don't even know. I want to do some research.
Can you stoke? Oh, like a, like as a,
like, was it a product stoke? Like stoke,
like stoke, like stoke coffee, a fire.
What's that coffee shit? Is it stocked? Stocked?
Steeped?
Right? Stock?
Oh, steeped.
Steeped.
Oh, that's what it probably was. It was probably like.
I was gonna ask you something else about boxing.
Yeah,
You gonna connect?
What? Like, what made you get into mixed martial arts? Was it for like the fitness, or you trying to knock somebody out?
Most probably like fitness first, and then just like a shitload of interest. Like, I was just always interested in it, and but it was like, it's hard to get into too. I've learned that.
From what way? What?
Like from wanting to get into that sport to like having a coach that you like train with every day, and even understanding that it's a So say if I was actually like fighting like amateur fights, there's a world where you could not pay a coach, and then they get a percentage of your purse or something, right?
Okay.
And then, but then there's also just like paying them daily or hourly or whatever, right? Or a weekly or a salary or something like that.
Okay, okay.
But it was like hard to even figure out how to find that person. And I was just at a gym, and one of my buddies, Dom, his brother was an MMA fighter.
Nice.
And that's what's cool, because he wasn't a coach. He was just an actual fighter that trained with me. His name's Tommy Aaron. And I just like became friends with him and started training with him, and we've been doing it for like a couple of years now.
So your first trainer is like your best, is like you locked in?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
It's kind of like half technique and as a coach, and then it's like I think it should be half just like a friendship.
Like a friendship.
Because like you're just like, I mean, you're also like, there's a lot of trust, right? Like
right, for sure.
We spar, we technical train. It's like you're, I don't know, it's cool. It's really cool. Like, I mean, I think that's what I was trying to say is like, it's hard to find that or figure that out. There's not like an app to do that. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, it's like nice. Sick. Nice. Super fun.
You kicking up here and shit. You up and you up. You doing high kicks and shit.
Yeah, I can get them up there now.
That's what's up.
Taking the weight off helped a lot.
Nice.
That made it so that I could. That's why it kind of went like boxing, then to kickboxing, then to wrestling.
Okay,
it was like it takes a while. Like every single day, I do like exercises just on flexibility. Like that's why I don't do weights. Yeah. I just stretch and do all this other shit just to like go to a heavy bag and try to do 100 like head kicks, like left and right, just like like try to get that your hip just fucking out there. But
damn, hell yeah,
I like that. Yeah. That's fire, man. Yeah,
I'm trying to get more into stretching and like hitting Pilates and going to yoga. Like
that's literally what's on my mind. Yeah.
A little bit more, like you know, just on a regular basis. Because the only thing about being tall, man, it's like I'm not stretching every day. I started stretching now, but I wasn't stretching every day. Where we used to always say like, "Yeah, we can't cross our legs," and I was genuine. Like, I'm like, I can't cross my legs.
Punishment.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Okay, that's bad." Like, because I know I should, like humans, we should be able to cross our legs.
I thought I lost the ability as a kid. I literally grade two. I remember I was like, I was trying to sit down on the ground and shit, and I'm like, I'd put one in. And then this one's sticking out. My teacher came, put me on this side. This fell to this side.
Check five.
Yeah.
Check five.
What's that?
You guys didn't call that in like kindergarten?
To cross your leg.
Yeah.
Check five.
Everyone check five. Yeah. I thought that was like everyone it was called
something
it
something like
crisscross applesauce.
Like they said.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one they told me. It was like
on
a word.
On your butts, everybody.
It was a fucked up because it was a command to like, yo, that's going to sit on the carpet and cross your legs.
That's
like,
a shut up
command.
Calm your ass down.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, definitely going to start working my way into yoga. We have a class recommendation for yoga that we can get into.
Our boy is like crazy on yoga.
Oh, really?
You might have seen him, but he's like, he's really convincing us to.
Yeah.
To really like get loose.
Our boy Russell Simmons, you might have heard of him.
Holy shit.
This is yoga package. You're about trying new things and shit.
Yeah, right.
He is so happy.
He's not even there right now.
He's not even there for the stretching. That guy's having a fucking party.
He's a kid again, man.
So we have this the yoga instructor is actually our boy. So we called him here for you today.
Mm-hmm. So you're ready to do that?
Up. Yeah, Matt.
He's coming out.
Yeah, he's ready to be upside down.
Yeah. I'm down.
So just what's up, dude? Turns you upside down. Before you know
he's under the table already. Just fucking spins.
Your fucking shoe goes into your top of your mouth.
I got on like baggy denim. I don't think that's gonna work. Yeah.
But that's the ultimate X right there, man.
That XP right there.
Ultimate X.
Just to pivot back to stretching, because for me, I feel like it's boring.
Mm.
So how do you like overcome stretching? Is it boring for you or
no? Love it.
Mm.
Podcasts. That's the move.
Put it on and then you stretch for the duration of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm kind of lucky. Like, I feel like I built this little spot in my warehouse. I got all the mats. I got the TV.
Yeah.
It's like I go in there early before anyone's there, and I don't know. It's like my favorite part of the day. Mm-hmm.
Are you a Rob Heerdick fan?
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Because you give me like when I watched your videos, like that's the vibe I was getting. Like you used to have the you know, the factory and stuff like that.
It's like a play place, man.
Yeah.
You gotta come see it in the flesh, man.
Yeah. No, I was hoping to come by this trip. I was gonna ask you off camera what that looks like, but I'd love to come by for sure.
Dude, come by for sure anytime. Yeah. We're always there. You gotta meet the team and shit. It's cool.
Yeah, no,
come through, get kicked in the neck.
Come train.
Yeah, I thought about it. Honestly, I really, really thought about it, but I don't know if I can take anyone hitting me.
But they're not trying to kill you,
dude. It is. Everyone thinks that because like I've been actually having a lot of homies just come by who don't like train, and they always have a good time.
I'll train.
We're all like, it's just fun. It's so much fun. You guys should come Friday. Friday at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
That's sparring. Yeah.
Sparring? I'll come, but I won't spar.
Nah, you gotta spar, bro.
I gotta spar?
No, you don't.
I need like stretch for 3 weeks first. Exactly. Yeah. I was about to turn around. Like,
who was the horse behind your back? Yeah, no,
that's the fucked up. I'll come work out and do that. But yeah, do you have a shower there?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll shower and we're filming again on Friday, so I'll go get my ass kicked. Come back here, black guy.
Talk about it. Just got fucked up.
Pretty extreme this morning.
Yeah, all right, yeah, don't quote me right now, but we for sure got to come check out what you're doing. But I wanted to get into that as well.
Yeah.
Before we get into Sunday, I think we relate in another world as well. Me and Jermaine came up on Tony Hawk's Pro Skater Underground 2.
Yeah, man, used to rip the shit.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this fucking level.
That's the only game.
You about to open up the hangar?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Man. You know the hangar.
This is the last skating game. Nah, I played Skate. Skate was fucking fire.
Skate is great.
Yeah, did a good job. Skate
really made me want to skate for real.
Yeah, facts.
I still play. It's the only video game I play.
Really?
Why I pay Skater XL, it's called. The same
shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Right here. Oh, I remember this shit.
Yeah, I got crazy scores on here.
The 5-minute tricks.
Yeah.
So how true is this?
You do this super true.
The high score, pro score. Can you do that?
Let's see. Let me see the next trick he does. Yeah, the helicopter 50.
Yeah,
50. Easy. That's in your bag for sure.
Yeah, I feel like my real life score will be shit.
They just break through windows.
Honestly, if my real life score, I'd be able to get 50 at least.
50 points?
Yeah, 50 points by knocking down
just
barrels.
A manual or something?
All realistic shit. That's good. Yeah. A little fucking push off.
Yeah.
I'm just killing push off points.
What a game, man. Yeah. They don't make them like this anymore. Even though they remastered
do.
This.
Yeah, they remastered. And it's a good remaster.
For real?
It's a good remaster.
Yeah. I respect
it's a good remaster. 1 and 2, yeah, it's a good remaster.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Skate and Skater XL, I can't really play any of these ones now.
Yeah, you gotta get the serious.
Like, it's just because, it's actually like one joystick is the back foot, one's the front. It literally is the mechanics of a trick.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, nice.
Yeah.
It feels like you're like skating. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
100%.
Kind of scratches that itch.
For sure.
You ever gonna put on the skate suit when they get there game wise? You're just throwing the whole thing and just
yeah. In the room and shit. I'm excited for like the surf one or something.
For real?
Yeah. Just like it actually feels like you're surfing a wave. Yeah. Get the little Windex bottle on you or something.
Yeah. 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 Boys just there like, okay, come on, man.
Yeah.
Miss. Yeah.
It's a dude from Best Buy. Like,
fuck Geek Squad's here. Shit.
Are you a big surfer?
I've only gone a handful of times.
Mm-mm.
That looks fucking sick
and free.
Yeah. I've done wakeboarding.
Yeah,
wakeboarding's
dope. It was really fun.
I caught a bug wakeboarding.
What you mean by that?
Yeah, we're in the lake, man, and then oh god, I got my system got infiltrated, man, by a virus of some
man.
Sort.
Dirty lake water.
Dirty lake water, man.
They need like a mouth filter.
Bro, yes. You just put in your neck. Any water I drink, bro, you're gonna drink water.
Yeah.
For some reason, you drink.
Yeah.
I could throw up right now, nigga. Yeah. He was on that lake and they're telling us all types of stories about, our friend years ago came here and stayed here for summer and got like a skin eating disease.
Oh, fuck.
And then we were like, what the fuck? Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah.
White folks and shit. And then they're like, okay, no, man. No, I was joking. We're joking. I'm like, nah,
yeah,
man.
Nah,
man.
We know you're not.
And
man.
Then we didn't want to ruin the weekend, so we still getting in the water and shit. But then a couple falls on the wakeboard, I'm just,
gallon
of water, bro.
Yo,
drink straight. Dude, I'm looking at the boat like I'm fucking Last of Us. I'm just floating in the water. Look at these niggas. I'm like, how am I gonna tell them?
I drank the water.
A couple times you just take a bad fall and it's just water and neck.
Yeah. The worst is when you're getting up and you're doing And then you just go
forward. You don't even get up.
Right over. Yeah. I remember right up and over.
Yeah,
a couple times like we got on there and then when I finally get in it, I go.
Shit. Just trying to show me. Yeah.
That's when you try a trick.
Yeah.
Just gonna nail it back.
Yo, you gotta hit it harder when I try the back corner.
Pump it.
You
just swallow water. You can't control it, man. You're just in the water like, dude.
Yeah, dude. And then they told us, they're like, oh, not one of our friends. I think they heard a rumor that someone got a flesh-eating disease
in that lake.
And I was like, what the fuck?
No, we're joking.
I was like, okay, cool. And I go
and then
home.
You get a bug.
Yeah, and I go to Montreal. We went there for JFL. And I was excited, man. This is our first JFL that they invited us to. And we had a couple of things to do, and it was a whole bunch of events, free food, you know how shit goes. So I was excited. I'm like, fuck yeah, leave my wallet at home, hotel, everything. You know, it was time.
Yeah.
Just Rain was there with us, Waleed was there with us. So it was just, boys are all in town. We're going to fucking hit the city and fucking hit the toilet, man. Just like, could not get up. Like,
ayo. Head and ass.
Head and ass. Literally, head and shoulders, man. Fucking everything, full body, shivering. Like,
that's the worst.
Weak. I, honestly, there's one picture we took, and I look so skinny, so drained.
Montreal.
Montreal, man, took it.
You really
out of
think you're gonna die?
Yeah.
Like when you hit one of those, I've had it once in my life, and it was like
full body fluid. Just fuck, dude.
Oh.
You realize how vulnerable like humans are, bro, and like anything gets into our bodies. I'm like, I love traveling, but I don't want to go get bit by a fucking mosquito somewhere else and come back like a mosquito, man.
Yeah,
just
skinny and shit.
Yeah, fucking dude, trail is like a mosquito.
Come home, you're flying around.
Trip changer, man.
Yeah, man,
that's tough.
Definitely.
You always kind of feel like a top G and shit when you're kind of like down bad and shit. Your girl's watching you sick and shit. You're just shivering. It's like, yeah, I'm bad.
Don't worry about me.
You're like a mob boss.
Like the press conference. You better respect.
Oh, man.
Those fuckers clear that invoice. Man, we got a little gift bag right here, man.
Yeah.
Well, what is this? Like, explain it.
Those are bags. Yeah.
What's this?
We got that. I got those from 7-Eleven with my strawberries.
Oh, nice, nice.
Oh, you got your 7. Wait, you got your strawberries from 7-Eleven?
That's where you fucked up.
That's bad, man.
Soggy fruit. Yeah,
that's all that was out here. We're in freaking the desert or something.
Yeah. Is this number 7?
Yeah, it's like meaning so.
Oh, that was like,
are they all number?
That's like number 7.
That SKU is number 7.
Okay,
so everything Sunday is basically building our catalog. So this means like, so for Bloody Sunday and all our other brands, or for clients' brands, we can design using this SKU now.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yes,
so like, if we say we work with a company and they want to do their logo as a pillow, we have like the pricing and like all the information and what you can customize. Yes,
nice.
Oh, this is fire. I love the keychain.
Yeah, it's kind of unraveling. It's like, we've just been spending the year kind of testing and figuring out what it really is, like what the business model is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all kind of came together. Like literally like this week we're dropping our first product after like we have like a year of collections built out, and it's all happening this week. Nice. So we're pumped.
Hell yeah.
So what's the color choice?
That
great
came
green,
from
my love.
Yeah,
that's my favorite color.
What's
the official
green,
color?
Man.
You guys like the color?
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, no, definitely.
It came from like when I was a kid playing with Army Men.
Oh, for real.
But for me, like that's my meaning, I guess. Yeah. But the business side of it was also just I wanted to find a color that no one's really coined in streetwear or in this space.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
You got it.
It doesn't make me think of anything else. So and it also goes well with white, goes well with black. It like matches other outfits. Like
for sure.
I know there's gonna, when this actually does all unroll, there's gonna be the fans that wear like head the to tuxedo toe. And I'm like, that's not how you wear it.
Green piece.
We should make a rule.
Oh, the Sunday parties are gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, been a fan for 40 years. Like, number one surprise. I have Mr. Sunday.
He's got the all green XP.
Oh,
that's what. Yeah, no. Yeah. You may have to deck out a full out XB.
Yeah,
full
you're right.
Sunday,
you're right.
And
you're
give
right.
that away one of these days.
That's
or
a
leave
good
it
idea.
In the shop, man.
Or leave it in the shop. You got a. You have a Honda.
CRV or whatever.
CRV
yeah, I always forget.
Yeah,
it's a little coupe.
I know what you're talking about. It's the
rounded, hatchback. Rounded back hatchback. Yeah.
And it's a, yeah, what is that model called?
It's C something.
CRX?
CRX.
Is that it? The same with the Dirt Psycho. Funny enough, oh my God, can you bring up the
it's a 91.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
The
Tyco
Nike joint? Because you're going to die at what color this is.
Just so our editor
is close?
Isn't keying out too much green.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's hella green.
Let's put that, yeah.
Put that, huh?
Yeah, my cousin loved the CRX, man. He finally got one, but.
Such a clean whip.
Got
man.
One today?
No, this is a couple years ago. He's just an irresponsible brother, though.
Oh.
Nah.
There it is. And it's the color.
That's what I'm saying. Wow. Yeah, it's the color choice. Holy. Out of all the cars in, like, fucking Toronto, this was, like, the only one. Like, it was limited. It was this one and this color, and then I think it was in black or burgundy. Mm-hmm. And we're like, yo, that color is fire. It's
clean. Bro, mint condition.
Mint.
Damn. That is sick.
You still got your CRX or no?
Yeah, it's in our lobby.
Nice.
Nice. West Coast Customs, like, put like 80 grand into it and made
what the
it
fuck?
Did that's this whole crazy. Full set and like rip of it all.
Holy
and,
shit, that's fire.
Made sure when I sold the company, I was like, I'm getting that. I'm sure there was a discussion with the lawyers. They're like, yo, shut up. There's like all this and all this. And I'm like, yo,
does it have NOS?
Yes.
I was reaching, bro. Those cars will fucking go faster than your Lambo, bro. Yeah.
Remember in Fast and the Furious when you would like press the NOS and you would see it go through the like valves and shit?
I just watched it.
Did you?
I just watched the first one with Tyrese when he's losing the fight in his Eclipse, was it?
Yeah.
When he's going around the bend and he's racing the other guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you don't know how to have this. Ha ha. Dude, did that? It's a fucking...
You never had your car. You had me?
What a movie, man.
I wonder if I watched that now, like the very first one, if it would be like corny.
No, it's good.
Probably the first two are like, all right, good. Really? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, then they got fucking.
Yeah, then they got wild. Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as you jumped a car from a skyscraper to another skyscraper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's feeling different, dude.
I can't relate.
Stop relating. What the fuck? Am I old? There's creative, and then there's just fucking blowing money. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like some part of the whole fan base, the rest of them saw them like start doing crazy shit. It's like, yo.
Because it switched. It's not the same people watching anymore. It's the action people.
Yeah.
Watching.
Yeah.
The Star Wars people and shit.
Yeah, the action movies they're watching now.
It used to be about street racing that was probably connected to gangs and drugs and whatever. Yeah. And he's undercover to go fucking bust that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was about street racing and souping up cars, which was everyone loved. And then it just, at some point when The Rock got involved in it, it became about I don't know. It was like the end of the world. It was like Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Because you know, The Rock got into the room and said, "All right, listen. The only way I'm doing this movie is listen.
I have to save the world."
I feel like he requests the stunts and then they just fit it in. They just write it in. So I need a helicopter jump. I need a spaceship. Fucking car in space.
Yeah, I need a fight 30 times. It's like, bro, there's not enough like movie for that, bro. Like, no, okay.
Yeah.
I need to win 30
times. Oh, and I need to win.
Yeah. In a bulletproof vest.
Oh my god. I'd love to see The Rock in an XB. I'm just gonna take it out one more time, because that'd be kind of crazy to see that man get out that whip,
scraping,
man,
the whole way. You know it's The Rock where you see the sparks.
Yeah, they're taking the top off the XB.
Yeah.
Yo, a drop top XB, man.
Ooh, cut the roof. We were talking, me and my dad were talking about that before he sold it. We were gonna cut into a little a little pickup truck. But at that point it's just a delivery van and like Hong Kong.
Yeah, you're right. They have those running all around, you're right. Got me thinking about some crazy shit. Go overseas, I'm like, wait, that's here?
Yo, that.
What the fuck?
Baby car truck.
Oh, man. Love that.
You guys remember Skylines?
Of course.
Oh, hell
yeah. Isn't that like the thing to... That's like the top whip, bro.
That's one of them,
That was like, everyone had a Honda and they were like, you know, souping them up when I was a kid, but like, there'd always be that one kid that had a Skyline. It was...
imported.
Yeah, and... what was it like the wheels left on driver, that left driver or whatever? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, every time I see those, remind me of Blue Eyes White Dragon. And I don't know why. In a weird way.
Wait, how? Fill me in.
I don't know.
Google Blue Eyes White Dragon, brother.
What is the Skyline side by side?
Well, the Paul Walker Skyline was the biggest skyline. You know?
Yeah. Oh, did he drive one?
He drove one in the first one.
So that's why it got big. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know why it reminded me of a Blue Eyes White Dragon, but like. Yeah.
I haven't heard that in so long. Blue Eyes White Dragon.
Yeah, dog, man. I'd be dueling at home.
Do you really?
No.
There's an app.
Some serious shit. When Blue Eyes White Dragon comes out.
You got the shoulder, like.
Okay, so I can see why, but I just connected to it. The Skyline is, one of our friends has one.
Really?
Yeah, Nate.
Oh, yeah. He tucks it away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn. They're sick. I've never been that juiced to like want one though.
Mm-hmm.
Personally,
too fast. Too fast.
Yeah, that's a lot of power in your hands, man.
Yeah.
They're mostly manual too, right?
Yeah.
I don't drive manual. I can drive manual, but not well.
Oh, you'll get blasted for driving this automatic.
You don't even have that option.
Pay 20 grand to switch it to automatic.
Yeah, it wasn't me. It's the future, man.
No ads.
Yeah. Put the wheel on the other side.
I'm used to this.
Wait. How about cars?
Put a governor on the engine. A to B.
Buy a Skyline, put an XB body on there.
Just bulk it out.
But you're fucking ripping it to merge. You're like, oh, I don't have those problems.
How much is right? I think they run like not crazy.
89,000?
Yeah, 60, 70.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm probably not that.
Yeah, I'm mad at that, man.
They remade the Skyline, so it's just, you know.
Yeah, man, I want to get some money to start like doing this to cars. And my brother's really into, you know, souping up cars and stuff. He's building his own Honda right now from scratch.
You just turned around the other day for the first time?
Just started the other day from scratch. He converted it to all-wheel drive. It's a whole thing.
He built
such
a whip.
A dope. Mm-hmm.
So he had a shell, right? Yeah.
Literally had a shell, ripped it out, everything in himself.
Your whole family's like, what are you doing here?
Can you do stuff like that?
I can't. Oh, I've learned things from him.
Yeah.
Like definitely I can do a 1-2, but not anywhere close to what he can.
Yeah. But nowadays with YouTube and shit, it's like,
you can get to,
do whatever you want.
Yeah. Once you start seeing them like removing panels, like, holy fuck, I don't know if this is my video, bro.
Not my girl.
Can I just go to you, bro?
My girl bought a radio, like, you know, like the deck.
Yeah.
And she put it in herself. Literally.
Nice.
I'm like waiting for her to ask me to like do it.
You just got tools ready
she
and
just called me out, like, come look. I said, holy fuck, what the fuck?
Look what else I added.
That's the most I've ever done. I remember I had an old Honda Civic like coupe when I was a kid, and I put like a, because it just came with the CD thing, and you had to put the aux cord fucking shit.
Yeah.
And I remember I had like dirt on my hands and shit, my shirt off. Shirt off. I was like answering FaceTimes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, I can talk.
Can I tell you guys a fucking hilarious story?
Yeah, please,
that
please,
day,
please.
The day that I'm taking FaceTime shirtless, and dude, it's embarrassing, but like, it's worth it.
Nice.
So it's in a driveway. I'm at my dad's house. My dad's at work. He's at DeFasco, fucking milling away.
Yeah.
And I'm working on this car, and you know, it takes a while, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go get some water or something. I'm hooked up to the aux in the car, listening to some music on my phone.
Mm. Oh, so job's done.
No, it's in.
It's out, but
it's where I'm like testing it.
Yeah,
I'm like testing it. I'm playing some Billy Talent or something. I'm like, all right, this works.
Nice.
And then I'm inside, I'm having some water. And then you know how it gets. Sometimes you're like, oh, I'm home alone. Maybe I could just
get one off.
Go rub one off.
Rip a jerk. Yeah, rip a quick jerk.
I go to the basement, and I don't know how I end up doing that. I'm doing it.
Oh my God.
And I'm wondering, I'm like 5 minutes in on this thing.
Why
and
am
I'm
I
like,
hearing any
what's
moaning?
With the audio? I'm going up, I'm going down, I'm playing around with it. And I faintly hear up, like I'm in a hole, up the stairwell, all the way out to a window, I can hear porn blaring. And bro, you just freeze.
Yo.
Like you're like, shutting ass.
Control center shit. All right.
Took me like 20 minutes. I came up the stairs and I was like looking out the window and I'm like,
just close the door of the window. Yeah, no more.
I saw my neighbor and I was like, I know. What is that? What are you doing?
Still wrapped up.
Just completely naked.
Still shirtless. Was that you guys?
What's going on?
Still has a phone.
Oh, Jesse, your bass is working.
There's literally evidence of an aux cord getting put in.
You're out there for hours installing it. So, it's working.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God, man.
It can happen to any of us. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's never happened to me, though.
That's
never
happened to me.
Never happened to me,
You definitely get the loud volume spike sometimes.
I'm turning the Bluetooth off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going in off. Like,
yeah,
I feel that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
Man.
What a wholesome episode, y'all.
Yes, sir.
My head is spinning.
I'm fighting.
The chew is packing.
Wait, was that a soundbite or someone said their head is spinning?
No, I said it.
It sounds like it sometimes, man. Noel just did a soundbite. So we do a thing where people come on, we say, oh, leave us with a soundbite, whatever you want. Mm. Yeah. And so he left us one, and then Jermaine pressed a button, but he was saying that at the same time, but I couldn't see his mouth moving. I was like, damn, he uploaded that fast. I thought the same thing.
No, I just said that.
You just said that, but. Yeah.
I do need that button, though. My head is hurting. Right. Head is spinning. Yeah, you know? My last chew ever.
My head is spinning is a dope one. Yeah.
My head is spinning. Listen, man, y'all know what you need to do to push our agenda, man, the RO agenda, man. Jump up in the comments, man. Smash that like button, man. Destroy that bell button. Amen. Y'all know what to do, man. 5-star stunner rating on every platform, man.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm melting, bro.
Yeah.
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, spinning shit. Fucking leave a good review and shit.
Man, this episode drops November 17th. Jesse, if you got any November plans, man, and anything you got to announce in November, man, the floor is yours. Or you could keep it general.
Yeah. Just throw an X up in those comments.
Listen, man. Jesse, let's say there's someone out there that's thinking about getting into fighting, man. Getting into the boxing, getting into the mixed martial arts. Maybe this guy right here, man. Yeah. He's worried about getting a shin to the neck, Jesse. Maybe he's worried about getting a shin to the neck, man. What advice do you have for him?
Let me think. Just do it.
Mm. Ooh, thank you, Mike, and sued for that. Yeah.
Do it.
That's him.
Just do it if you want. That's our slogan.
Just do it if you want.
We're in a board meeting. They're like, you should get rid of the if you want. It's kind of long.
It's not hot. Holy crap.
We need a soundboard button from you, and the floor is yours, man.
My head is spinning.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.